我们现在要读圣经罗马书第十章。
We now turn again to Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 4.
我们从第十七节一直念到第二十五节。
Reading from verse 17 to 25.
罗马书第四章十七到二十五节。
Romans chapter 4, verses 17 to 25.
十七弟兄念，十八姐妹念。
The brother will read the odd number, and the sister will read the even number.
一直到二十五节，大家一同开声来念。
Until verse 25, we will read together.
一、二、三，亚伯拉罕所信的。是那叫死人复活、死无变有的上帝，他在主面前做我们世人的父。如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父。正如先前所说的，你的后裔将要如此。他将近百岁的时候，谁能想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱，并且仰望上帝的应许，总没因不信心心里起疑惑，反倒因信心你心里得着坚固，将荣耀归给上帝，且满心相信上帝所应许的必能做成，所以这就算为他的义，算为他的义。这句话不是单为他写的，也是为我们将来的算为义之人写的，就是我们这信上帝使我们的主耶稣从死里复活的人。耶稣被交易是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义，或者耶稣是为我们的过犯交付了，是为我们称义而复活了。我们低头祷告。主啊，我们再次把你无用的仆人带到你面前，求你给讲理犯你的同感一灵，二人如同一人为主征战，齐心努力，同心合意，把你的真理毫无折扣传讲出来。求你给我们的放胆说明你福音的奥秘，使你差不多的丰盛可以再一次进入我们的心中，栽培我们，建造我们，使我们不但领受生命，领受更丰盛的生命。感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你，阿们。我们整个礼拜已经在这里提到亚伯拉罕因为信上帝，这就算为他的义。
And last week we said that Abraham, because he believed in God, will reckon him as righteous.
是因为他的行为够功劳，让上帝称他为义吗？
Is it because his work is good enough that God reckon him as righteous?
是因为他的条件够足够条件，可以使神称他为义吗？
Is it because he has good condition and that's why God said reckon him as righteous?
是因为他里面有什么资格，有什么内容，神看得很了不起，称他为义吗？
Is it because there's any qualification in him or content in him that God deems as good and reckon him as righteous?
不是的。
No.
如果是为了行为，为了功劳，为了条件，为了资格的话，
If it is because of the content of good works or qualifications,
那你就可以说神啊，你救我是不得不的，因为我是本来应当得救的。
Then you will say that God, you have to save me because I have to be saved.
你的拯救跟我的功劳就变成了互相合作才能成就的一件事。
Because your salvation and my qualification can work hand in hand.
像我们的神之间就变成了等量齐观，有相同的分量，使我们在得救的事情上变成有功劳的。
Then we are equal with God in the terms of salvation because we are equally deserving.
若是这样的话，恩典就不是恩典。
If that is so, grace is not grace.
是恩典之所以是恩典。
Grace is grace.
因为恩典不需要借助功劳启示下来。
Because grace does not need for us to work, that's why it is given.
不是借着行为我们才可以得着。
It is not through work that we deserve this grace.
亚伯拉罕信上帝， 这就算为他的义。
Abraham believed in God, and God reckoned him as righteous.
这样，亚伯拉罕在这个人类历史中间，就有一个举足轻重的特殊的地位。
So in the human history, Abraham has a very important place.
因为他的整个时代中间成了一个另类的人物。
Because in history, he becomes a very special category.
在这个宗教的范围里面，他成了一个超出类拔萃的一个人物。
Also in the realm of religion, he's so outstanding.
因为他清楚看见了人性的不可能性。
Because very clearly he said that in human nature, it is not possible.
所有的宗教层是你们都看到人还有可能性的。
Because in all religion, you see that it is possible with man to be saved.
当然，我们应当是一个积极者，是一个乐观者，是一个有这个积极思想来面对各样事物的。
Of course, we must be one who is positive in terms of facing difficulties.
这样我们才有盼望来建立一些伟大的事情。
Then we can hope to make great things.
所以，当你看见一个年轻人的时候
，when you see a young man，
你看见一个小孩子的时候
，also a kid，
你是看到他的可能性，或者看到他的不可能性。
Do you see his potential possibility or is it impossibility?
所有的母亲都对自己所生的孩子看到可能性。
To their own children, all the mothers see the potential, the possibility in them.
所以在母爱的下面，许多的生命可以正常的发展。
And that's why in mother's love, all the possibilities could be developed.
甚至残废的人还不至于因为他身体的残疾受影响。
And even those who are disabled would not be hindered, and they could be developed.
所以母亲的爱常常是生命可以继续发展最大的动力。
So you can see mother's love is the motivational force to enable development in the children.
使人产生盼望。
So that it creates hope in us.
使人产生新的动力。
It creates a new motivational force.
使人产生生命的斗志。
It also gives a determination to fight.
你看到可能性。
Because you see possibilities.
但是呢，我们要知道在救恩的事情上。
But we must know that in salvation.
不是这样简单。
That is not so simple.
因为我们被造的可能性没有办法拯救我们这被造而已经犯罪的罪行。
Because our creator possibility cannot save us who have sinned.
但是呢，所有的宗教都没有这样看法。
But all religions were not viewed in this perspective.
所以他们就继续不断在已经犯了罪的人性中间找看看有什么可能借着好的行为来讨上帝。
So continually in the fallen nature, they want to see what kind of possibility that will enable man to be saved.
当他们有一些好的行为的时候
，when they have some good conduct，
他们就一起夸口
，and they boast on this，
以此自傲
，also they are proud of this，
因为他们有一些可夸的东西
，because there's something for them to be boastful。
但是在神的眼中看来，这种夸口，这种自傲，就是罪上加罪。
But in the eyes of God, all these boastings are sin upon sin.
因为我们感到我们够好了。
Because we thought that we're good enough.
虽然我们一方面对已经犯了罪没有真正的悔改，但为自己有的好行为，就变成犯了骄傲的罪恶。
So to the sin we committed, we never repent, but do our goodness. We thought that we can boast.
所以从绝对圣洁的神来说，自义是比什么罪更大的罪。
So in the sight of absolute holy God, self-righteousness is a sin indeed.
当一个人有一些比别人好一些的事的时候
，When a man has something which is better than others，
他常常就用这个当作是他的功劳，以为这个可以讨到神的喜悦。
He thought that this is merit that can earn the pleasing of God。
所以这就成为错误的宗教动机。
And that's a wrong motivation of religion.
神不愿意我们存这样的心到他的面前。
But God doesn't want us to have this kind of mind come before Him.
如果一个人看到自己有可夸之处
，If a man sees that there's something he can be proud of，
圣经的话说夸口，你就指着主来夸口。
The Bible said if you would boast, boast it and point it to the Lord.
当一个人指着主要夸的时候，就发现他在神面前是毫无可夸。
When a man would point to God to boast, he finds that there's nothing he can boast of.
今天我们可以夸，因为我们是指着人夸。
Today we boast because we point out to humankind.
今天我们可以自傲，因为比我们不好的人在我们世中。
Today we are proud because there are people who are less good than us surrounding us.
当我们发觉了我们比别人更好的时候，我们就感骄傲。
When we see that others are not good as we are, then we feel proud.
这就证明我们目中无神，我们心中也不认识神。
This is only about to prove that we don't have God in our mind, in our heart.
当一个人真正在神面前发现自己是何等的污秽， 何等的卑微，何等的无能的时候。
When a man truly finds himself filthy and also so weak before the Lord，
他不但不敢在神面前骄傲
，Not only that he cannot boast before the Lord，
甚至会骄傲到从前在人面前的骄傲也是可羞耻的，非常非常卑鄙的事。
Also， you will realize that formerly he was boastful before men and this was shameful。
耶稣基督说：“我来不是招义人，乃是招罪人悔改。”
And Jesus Christ said, "I come not to call the righteous to repent, but the sinners."
这句话当然不是说耶稣把人类分成两种，一种是义人，一种是罪人。
It doesn't mean that Jesus and this guy divide men into two categories: what the righteous one, the sinful one.
耶稣这句话的暗意就是说呢，那些自以为义的人。从来没有骄傲到自己的罪，他是没有资格领受耶稣的呼召。
What is implied is that those who deem themselves righteous never know that they are not righteous enough, and they cannot receive the calling of God.
为什么是亚伯拉罕在那时代中就是另类的人呢
？Why is that Abraham is a different kind of the age?
因为他清清楚楚看见在神面前人一无是处。
Because very clearly see that before the Lord, man is nothing.
只要我有什么东西来到上帝面前呈现给他，来使他满意我里面的事呢
？What can I bring to the Lord so that He can be pleased with me?
我们无善可陈。
There's no goodness in us. 毫
无条件。
Absolutely, there's no condition.
在神面前所能做的唯一的事就是信他。除此以外，我知道我毫无条件，毫无功劳。
The only thing I can do before the Lord is to believe in Him, because on myself I can do nothing.
能够看自己人性看得这样清楚的人，这是真真正正有自知之明的人类。
A one who can truly see that such is the nature of humankind is the one who understands about himself.
这样的人少得不得了。
Very few of these people.
我们之所以令人讨厌
，because we are hated by others，
就是因为我们没有自知之明。
Because we don't understand ourselves.
一个没有自知之明的人，到处去都令人讨厌。
A one who doesn't understand about himself, doesn't know about himself, he will be disliked by many people.
而最讨厌的就是在神面前也没有自知之明。
And also the most dislikable people are those who do not know about themselves before the Lord.
不识泰山
You do not know about your
不认识上帝
You do not know about God.
你敢在上帝面前班门弄斧
And then you want to boast about yourself before the Lord.
上帝说你要做什么
God said what are you going to do?
你在我面前表示你有义你有善你有圣洁 Forget it.
You want to display your righteousness and also your goodness before the Lord. Forget it.
所以圣洁的以赛亚说
So God through Isaiah was saying,
在上帝面前，我们一切的义行都如同污秽的衣服一样。
Because all our righteousness before the Lord are but the filthy clothes.
我们在神面前一切的好处都如同枯干的叶子一样。
And all the goodness that we claim we have only by dry leaves before the Lord.
以赛亚书六十四章有这两句话，我感到很惊奇。
Isaiah chapter 64 has these two statements. I feel very astonished.
如同枯干的叶子
like a dry leaf.
如同污秽的衣服
like a filthy clothing.
这枯干的叶子，这个观念真正的源头从哪里来的
？Then where come the source of this meaning? This dry leaves
就是罪以后。犯罪以后，人用自己的办法来遮盖自己的羞辱。
It is after men have sinned, they want to use their own way to cover their own sinfulness.
亚当犯罪以前
，before Abraham, Adam sinned,
神的荣耀遮盖着他。
God's glory covered him.
亚当犯罪以后
，but after Adam sinned,
神的荣耀离开他。
God's glory departed from him.
他才发现、看出自己赤身露体。
Then he discovered he's naked.
那么这个是自知之明的第一步了。
So this is the first step for you to know yourself.
看到自己赤身露体的时候
，to know that you're naked，
这个羞耻就产生出来。
And shamefulness comes.
你奇怪吗
？Do you feel ashamed？
小小的孩子站在众人面前脱裤子，他就很害羞。
And this small kid, if you ask them to take away their clothing, they'll feel very shameful.
那狗脱裤子跑来跑去很自然。
But for a dog, they will run away without putting anything on.
你有没有想过这个事情
？Have you ever thought of this？
所以赤身而羞耻。就表示原罪是存在
And to be naked and feel shameful in this God's original sin is there
没有一种动物有文化的可能
And there's no this animal which is possible to cultivate them
而文化跟羞耻感的自知之明是有关系
And this culture is very close related to the shamefulness
所以什么办法呢
Now what to do now
把叶子拔下来
You pull a leaf
盖着来盖去就把
And then you want to cover yourself
亚当是第一次 遮盖自己羞耻。
So Adam was the first time want to cover his own shamefulness.
这么奇怪的，为什么不盖脸盖那边呢
？Why is that they couldn't cover the face but cover that？
为什么不盖颈项盖那边呢
？Not a neck but that。
所以这个也是文化没有办法解决的问题。
It's something culture cannot solve。
这个到底是什么事情
？What is that？
同样是肉。那一边不可以见人的
，but that part cannot be shown。
别的地方呢，露得很厉害
，but other part can expose。
到底是为什么
？Why？
这是很难解释的事情。
It's very difficult to explain。
现在我当然不讲那个了。
Of course, I'm not going to talk about that。
我们要讲下去了，叶子给它弄坏的时候
，so after this leaf has been pulled down，
从树上拔下来
，and black on the tree，
盖得很漂亮
，covered beautifully。
The first Hawaiian。
First Hawaiian，
对不对呢？啊，他们带着裙子遮着身体
，so with the leaves cover themselves。
这奇怪的，一分钟过去了
，minutes by minute pass、
啊。这个叶子慢慢就枯干了
，and this leaf dries。
叶子枯干就翘起来了
，and then you are also wrinkled。
所以就盖不住了
，that it couldn't cover anymore。
你明白吗
？That is
这个叫做文化没有办法解决罪恶的问题。
We think culture cannot solve the problem of sins。
你罪了，虽然有自知之明。
Even though you understand yourself，
结果你也自知自己很害羞。
But then you have sinfulness on yourself，
就要闻一闻，画一画，把它文化起来。
So when you cover yourself with culture，
但是罪可以用文化遮盖吗
？But can sin be covered by culture？
许多最有教育、最有文化的人，当他犯罪的时候，比那些野蛮的人更大胆。更乱来
You know those who are very highly educated that even sin the greatest compared to those who are less educated
所以呢大城市的人都犯的罪是比小乡下的人犯的罪是更深更深的罪
So inhabitants of the big cities commit bigger sins as compared to the villages
乡下人犯罪最多偷人家的鸡就是
And the villagers if they were to sin they only but steal chickens
大城市人犯罪用电脑转一下子把人几十万美金都放在自己口袋
But for the big city using the computerThey can even transfer millions of dollars to their own account.
所以当人有了高度文化而没有真正归向上帝的心的时候，他的犯罪的胆量同程度是高过还没有文化以前的。
So when man is highly cultured, they get a bigger heart and also this courage to commit higher sin.
那我们犯了几十次的罪。做了一次的好事，就用这好事再来遮盖自己将功补过的这种宗教观念。
If we were to commit tens of sins and then one time we do good, we have to use this goodness to cover our tens of sins.
上帝说，你的义如同污秽的衣服。
God said your righteousness is like filthy clothing.
你的义如同枯干的叶子。
Your righteousness is like the dry leaves.
人啊！你怎么可以在我面前遮盖
？Man, how can you cover yourself before me?
人啊，你怎么可以欺骗创造你的主
？Man, how can you deceive your creator?
人啊，你要有真正自知之明。
Man, you must know yourself.
你就知道你是毫无所有。
You know that you have nothing at all.
你不能在你里面看到有任何讨神喜悦的可能性在里。
Because in you, you cannot see any possibility to please God.
所以亚伯拉罕是很特别的。
And Abraham is special.
因为亚伯兰真正知道这不可能。
Because Abraham fully knows this is not possible.
唯一的办法就是上帝啊，不再靠我，我将信你。
The only way you can see is that God not depending on myself, but only to believe in you.
我只相信。
I can only believe in you.
除了你以外。
Apart from you,
没有别的办法。
There's no other way.
我是人。
I'm man.
你是神。
You're God.
我是有罪的。
I'm
sinful. 你是圣洁的。
You're the holy one.
我是堕落的。
I follow
你是完美的神
You are the perfect God
我相信你
I believe in you
相信你的话
Believe in the word
依靠你
Depend on you
依靠你的应许
Depend on the promise
除此之外
Apart from that
我的生命没有其他的价值
There's no other value in my life
要不然信上帝这就算为他的义
So Abraham believed in God and is reckoned as righteousness
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
圣经是这么清楚地把这个总原则告诉我
So very clearly the Bible tells this principle
所以宗教与救恩不同的地方在
So the difference of this that Christianity and religion
宗教是从人产生出来
Because religion comes from man
救恩是从神产生
But salvation comes from God
宗教是以人为中心
Religion uses man as a center
救恩是以神为中心
Salvation uses God as a center center.
宗教是依靠人的行为。
So, this religion depends on man's conduct.
救恩是依靠神主权的恩典。
But salvation depends on the grace of God from His own
initiative. 宗教是看到自己还有可能性。
Religion sees that we are still possible with us.
救恩是单单信上帝，因为只有他才能拯救。
But salvation sees that only we depend on God because He's the source of salvation.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
所以当我们谈到新约的时候
，When we talk about New Testament,
我们要追溯到旧约。
We want to go the source of the Old Testament.
新约里面这种信心
，because in New Testament this is our faith that we have.
旧约里面早就有了。
It is already there in the Old Testament.
那个旧约不是律法吗
？You say isn't this Old Testament the law?
罗马书说不是。
The Roman says no.
律法以前也是旧约。
Because even before this law is called Old Testament.
但律法没有赐下来。
Before the law is given.
但割礼还没有赐下来。
Even before circumcision is practiced.
有一个人
，one man，
在律法之前。在隔离之间已经成义。
His prior to law, prior to circumcision, is reckoned as righteous.
这是谁呢
？Who is he？
就是亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕被称义的时候
，Abraham was reckoned as righteous.
律法还没有赐下来。
It is prior to giving of the law.
亚伯拉罕被称义的时候
，When he was reckoned as righteous,
神吩咐他行隔离以前
，It is prior to the command of circumcision.
这样人的救就不是靠隔离。
So man is saved not because of circumcision.
人的救就不是靠行
为。Man is saved not because of good conduct.
当保罗讲到这一点的时候
，When Paul talk about that,
就是归缩到最先的总原则。
It is find the source in that principle.
就是回到神永恒的心意。
Let's go in the eternal decree of God.
那这样一讲出来的时候
，When he said this,
就变成无形之中故意得罪犹太人。
Which means he has gone against the Jews.
因为犹太人是以律法。以隔离为他们的荣耀
，because the Jews feel glories because they have circumcision, because they have laws.
这样岂不是跟外邦人一样的吗
？So isn't it the same with the Gentiles?
外邦宗教是以行为来盼望讨上帝的悦。
Because the Gentiles using their conduct to please God from their hope.
那犹太人是借着律法跟隔离来盼望讨到上帝的悦。
And the Jews want to please God with circumcision and with the laws.
这样岂不是犹太民族又同外邦人一样？堕落在宗教的里面的。
So you see that the Jews and also the Gentiles have fallen into the fallenness of religion.
这是何等可怕的不同。
This is terrible.
你是不一样的。
It's different, you say.
这是宗教的人本的，而他的律法跟隔离从神那里来。
Because the other religions man centered, but circumcision law come from God.
虽然律法跟隔离从神而来。
Even though circumcision law come from God.
赐下隔离，赐下律法的原因不是要人遵守他的自夸。
But the reason to give circumcision law is because so that man will obey, so that man can boast.
真正的原因是要人看见自己根本没有办法行律法。使我们一定要回到上帝面前的信仰。
The true reason for giving all this to cause us to see that it's not possible with us, and that's why God return back to God.
虽然律法是上帝赐
，Even though law is given by God，
上帝把律法赐给他所拣选的选民。
That God has given is the law to His elected ones.
虽然以色列人是上帝的子民
，And even though these Jews are the elected people of God，
上帝的子民不了解上帝心意的时候，就会沦落为以其他的宗教。等级的堕落
But at times God's people do not understand of this they have fallen to the same degree as the Gentiles
今天教会也是如此
Today is the same with the church
当教会只停留在宗教层次的时候
When the church is stagnant on the realm or level of religion
基督教与非基督教都是宗教
Then the Christianity and other religions are all but religion
当教会抓到神救赎的总原则的时候
When the church catches up the principle of salvation of God
我们就从有形的宗教的层次里面跳到无形的救赎的层次
Then from the form of religion we now transcend and go to the form of the salvation
基督徒已经跳到救赎的层次里面
When the Christian jumped to the level of salvation
他就发现信心比义这个礼义更要
He will find that faith is more important than rituals
信仰的本质比我们宗教性的行为更要
The substance of faith is even more important than our religious conduct
一个人没有跳到救赎的层次里面
A person if not jump to the level of this faith
他就注重外表
He will place emphasis on form
注重宗教性的礼节
On religious rituals
正像法利赛人那样
Like the Pharisees
是耶稣基督说
And that's what Jesus said
你们的义如果没有超过法利赛人的义 你们不能进去。
If your righteousness is not superior as compared to the Pharisee, you cannot go to the heaven.
那个超过法利赛人的意义。
To be more superior as to compare to
that. 超越律法。
We see it is more superior as compared to the law.
超越个人。
More superior than some.
超越宗教。
And also surpass
the. 超越行为的自夸的那种意思。
Surpass the righteousness that comes from the boasting of a conduct.
那种意义哪里来？
Where comes that type of conduct?
不是从人本身来。
Not coming from man.
那是从神哪里来？
But it should come from God.
因为只有神才真正可以使人称义。
Because it is only God who will reckon us as righteous.
只有那信那叫人称为义的上帝，这样的信心才是蒙上帝悦纳的信心。
It is the kind of faith whereby we also believe in a God who recognizes righteousness, and that's called a true saving faith.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
我想这些原则，这几个礼拜你们已经听得很清楚。
You have heard very clearly this kind of principle for this past week.
今天继续讲到关于亚伯拉罕所信的上帝是怎样的信。
And today we want to talk about what kind of God Abraham believed in.
今天的许多人一提到信，以为信就是一种我信我不信，信就是信，什么叫做信？就是信。
Today a lot of people thought that when they say believe, then believe this, then believe that, and that's called believing.
你要信北公，他要信公公，他要信关公，他要信雷公，只要一个公就可以。
So you believe in different kind of God and it's okay.
你只要信这观音，他信这个福音，随便什么音都可以。
So you can believe in anything you want.
有信就好了。
As long as you have faith.
我信
I believe.
圣经讲信不是这样。
It is different when the Bible talks about faith.
圣经会提到信的对象问题。
It's talking about the object of believing.
圣经会提到信的本质问题。
It's talking about substance of believing.
圣经会提到信的内容问题。
It's talking about content of believing.
圣经会提到信的源头问题。
It's talking about source of believing.
圣经会提到关于信的这个关系的问题。
It's talking about relationship in the believing.
如果一条一条讲。
If you want to expound one by one.
单单把圣经的信这个字讲清楚，我需要每一个晚上一个钟头到一个月的时间。
I need one month to preach every day for an hour a day.
我不是开玩笑。
I'm not joking.
我们用信跟什么，信跟什么讲了几十次的讲座在印尼。
And also faith as related to many of the areas we have expounded for tens of talks in Indonesia.
印尼文印了好几本书出来。
And also we printed in Indonesian language many books.
今天我要与大家谈的是什么？
And tonight what I want to discuss with you is
亚伯拉罕是因信称义。
Abraham is reckoned as righteous because he believes.
对不对？
Is that right?
对。
Yes.
他信谁？
He believed who?
他信上帝。
Believe in God.
信什么上帝？
Which God?
这就是今天特别要注重的。
And that's one to place emphasis tonight.
亚伯拉罕所信的上帝。
And the God that Abraham believed in
是一个怎样的上帝？
What kind of God is he?
为什么信这一位上帝？
Why does he believe in such a God?
这一位上帝跟当时所有宗教所信的神不同在哪里？
As compared to the gods in other religion at that time, what's the difference?
当我越思想亚伯拉罕，我越感到他真是太伟大。
The more that I think of Abraham, the more I find he's a great figure indeed.
伟大到一个地步。
So great,
连上帝都说你成为多国之父。
That also this God will say that you become the father of many nations.
You will be the father of nations.
You will be the father of nations.
万国要称你为父。
That all nations will acknowledge you as father.
对撒拉说的，他要成为多国之母。
And even to Sarah will say that a nation will reckon you as the mother.
The mother of nations.
The mother of nations.
Oh, 亚伯拉罕这样伟大。
So great is Abraham.
到今天
even today,
有三大宗教
and three big religions
都尊重亚伯拉罕
will respect Abraham.
第一是犹太教
first is the Judaism.
第二是基督教
the second is Christianity.
第三是回教
and the third is Islam.
回教徒敬拜的上帝
this is the God that Islam worship.
你问他是谁啊？
You say which God?
他们说是亚伯拉罕的上帝
You say Abraham's God.
犹太人所信的上帝
and what about the God of Jews?
你问他是谁啊？
Who's God is this?
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝
the God of Jacob, Abraham, Isaac.
所以呢，这三代的名字都提出来
So mention about these three names.
而回教徒只讲亚伯拉罕，不讲以撒、雅各了。
But then this is the Islam will mention only God of Abraham, not the two.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们一讲以撒，那以撒玛利的位置在哪里？
If they were to say Isaac, then where is Ishmael?
整个阿拉伯民族是以撒玛利的后代。
Because the Arabian is the descendant of Ishmael.
所以他们只停在了我们信亚伯拉罕的上帝。
So they stop there and say we believe the God of Abraham.
回教尊重亚伯拉罕。
And also this Islam will respect only Abraham.
基督教尊重亚伯拉罕。
The Christians also honor Abraham.
犹太教尊重亚伯拉罕。
Judaism also honor Abraham.
他是三大宗教 共同承认的信心的原主。
So he is called this a source of faith by these three big religions.
那么呢，犹太教就是一个民族，一个民族所信仰的。
And Judaism is only but to believe only by one race.
基督教已经传遍全世界各国，差不多各族各民。
The Christianity has been preached to all nations, all races today.
回教是现在世界第二大的宗教。
And Islam is the second biggest religion in the world.
他们也遍布了各州各国。
They also have covered many continents in the world.
许多阿拉伯整个国整个民族都相信回教。
And some of the whole nation.Whole race believe in Islam in many places.
单单从众宗教来说
，So when it comes to many religions,
亚伯兰可以这三大宗教的先祖
，Abraham is the ancestor of these three religions.
从国度来说
，From this nation,
有几十个国家的人民，他们认为他们是相信亚伯兰所信的。
Tens of nations believe that the God they believe in is the God of Abraham.
亚伯兰实实在在。是多国之父。
So truly Abraham can be called the father of many nations.
当起先神对他讲这个话的时候
，Initially when God spoke this to him，
没有人可以看见以后有什么影响。
No one can see in the future what kind of influence it will have.
当神对亚伯兰讲这句话的时候
，When God told Abraham this statement，
连亚伯兰自己从生理的条件来看都根本不可能接受。
Even physiologically Abraham cannot accept that.
但是亚伯兰是以信心。活在上帝面前的人。
But it is in faith that Abraham lived before God.
所以神说一句，他信一句。
God said and he believed.
神讲的有道理，他信。
And God said truthfully and he believed.
神讲的没有道理，他也信。
God said as if it is not reasonable, but yet he believed.
是真的神讲一些没有道理的吗？
Is this something God has spoken which is not reasonable?
照人看没有道理。
According to man, it is not logical.
他照样信。
But he believed.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他绝对相信神的可能性。绝对相信人的不可能性
，because absolutely he believed in the possibility of God. Absolutely he believed in the impossibility of man.
神讲一句话，他感到不可能的。
What God say, what he deem as impossible?
这个是没有道理的。
This is not reasonable.
这句话没有道理的。
It's not logical.
那么他就和我们不一样。
He's different compared to us.
我们就说是神没有道理。
You see that God is not rational.
亚伯拉罕说不是我没有道理。
Abraham said, No, I'm not rational.
明白吗？所以呢，他就先否定自己的理性。
So he first denies his own rationality.
信仰要先否定理性的话。
So in faith, if you have to come to the first state of denying your own rationality,
你要否定谁的理性？
Then to deny whose rationality?
今天你们为主做见证的时候
，Today if you're the bear witness for the Lord,
你常常遇到一些自以为有理、很聪明的人。
Many times you face people who thought that they are rational, they are very intelligent.
所以他跟你辩。
So yeah, I debate with you.
辩的时候是有滔滔不绝的话语
，so he debate with eloquence，
有条不紊的道理
，and also very logical。
他以为自己很精准的话语
，he thought that he's very accurate and good，
一句一句讲出来
，and statement by statement they'll say。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他先假设基督徒都是笨人
，because he first want to presume that Christians are fools。
他又假设他一定是很聪明
，and also presume that he's very intelligent。
所以他如果不问你问题，因为可怜你。
If they will not question you because they pity on you，
免得一问就把你打倒了，你没有面子，他也不好意思。
Let's not that they ask questions, you cannot answer. You're shameful. They're shameful.
所以为了爱你缘故，他就尽么忍耐，忍耐到底，你就得救。
And because of this, they want to be patient so that you could be saved.
但是我看不是如此。
But I see it's not so.
因为人所能讲出来的，都只能讲出自己的亏欠、自己的不够、自己的愚笨。
Because whatever man can speak, they only speak of their own foolishness.
所以许多人以为他不要对基督教挑战。
A lot of people thought that they don't want to challenge Christianity.
因为他是够有理的。
Because they have good reason.
基督教的信仰是没有道理的。
And the Christianity is not rational.
所以他算了，你既然要信，让你去信。
So he said, never mind, you want to believe, let me believe in Christianity.
反正你不能说服我，我也不要打倒你。
And you cannot convince me, I don't want to beat you.
我们就和平共处吧。
So we'll live in harmony.
你信你的，我不信我的。
You believe yours, I disbelieve what I disbelieve.
那么这种态度对不对呢？
Is it the right attitude?
其实不对。
No.
当基督徒不能打的时候，
When Christian cannot answer,
不等于所有的基督徒都不能打。
It doesn't mean all Christians cannot answer.
当基督徒现在不能答的时候
，When Christians cannot answer now，
不等于未来基督徒不能答。
It doesn't mean that in the future Christians cannot answer。
当基督不能答的时候
，When Christians cannot answer now，
不等于你的挑战就是对的。
It doesn't mean your challenge is right。
你的真理是比理性更大的。
Because this truth is higher than our reason.
我们许多最有理性的人
，and those who are the most rational，
常常是自己活在不理性的生活的本质的里面。
It's many times we live in an irrational life.
所以呢，当我们提到信仰的时候
，So when you mention our faith，
我们马上要把信仰跟理性放在同样的阵线里面，同样的城市里面，要给他们和谐，才认为是可信。
Many times we want to put faith and also this religion in the same frontier. We thought it should be in harmony.
这一种对话法
，this kind of dialogue，
这一种等量齐观、同层次的排列法的方法的本身。已经是不理性。
This kind of methodology of equalization itself is not rational.
什么意思
？What do you mean？
因为你不可能把信跟理放在一个同一个阵线上面。
Because you cannot put faith and reason on the same line.
你说为什么
？Why？
为什么不可以
？Why not？
好，你越讲，我告诉你越不可以。
The more you say, the more I say you cannot.
因为你自己的生活根本是支离破碎。
Because your life is fragmented.
你自己的方法论本身不是这样。
Your methodology is not so.
不明白的我就不信。
What I do not understand, I don't believe.
不合理的我就不信。
What's not rational, I won't believe.
你讲这句话以后，我就问你，什么叫合理
？When you say that, I ask you, what is rational?
不，我的理。
According to my reason, you say.
啊，你不打自招了。
So you're not rational.
所以所谓合你的理叫做合理的。
We think it is stupid. According to your reason, that's not rational.
为什么理一定是你的理？
Why is that the rational must be your reason?
合你的理叫做合理。
According to your reason, and that's not rational.
这句话本身就不合理。
And this statement itself is irrational.
Why? 你的理呢？你是公的，叫做公有公理，婆有婆理。
Because you are a male, that's why it's a male reasoning, and that's a female reasoning too.
所以合我的理叫做合理。
So according to my rationality, that's called reasonable.
你是谁？
Who are you?
你是一个人。
You only have human kind.
一个有限的人。
A limited one.
所以公说公有理，婆说婆有理，公对婆，婆对公，都认得对方岂有此理。
So the grandfather, grandmother have their own reason to view the other party is not reasonable.
所以这句话已经站不住了。
So this statement itself cannot stand on its own.
第二样。
The second,
你认为合理的
，What do you think is reasonable？
可能五年以后你自己认为不合理。
Five years later, you yourself wouldn't deem it as rational.
所以你的理性不是绝对。
So your rationality is not absolute.
你的心，你的理性在进度的中间。
Because it is in a process.
凡在进度中间程序里面的东西都不是绝对。
Everything that is in the process will not be absolute.
我21岁的时候在神学院里面。
When I was 21, I was in the seminary.
我写了一篇文章，就是理性的有限度跟非绝对数。
I wrote an article saying that the irrationality and the process of reasoning.
我提出了我所能知道的五大理由。
I mentioned five reasons that I know.
那个时候我就开始注意到人用理要凭良心，这是很不合理的。
So I at that time already know that to use reason to measure faith is not rational.
所以今天如果基督徒对一个非基督徒讲道
，So today a Christian with a Christian non-Christian,
请你来信耶稣
，Come and believe in Jesus.
耶稣爱你
，Jesus loves you.
上帝救赎你
，God will save you.
为什么要信？
What do you believe?
这为什么合理？讲给我听。
What do you say is rational?
You 什么逻辑？
Is any logic?
所以他一提到上帝，他就把逻辑摆出来。
So when people mention about God, they only mention about logic.
一提到圣经，他就把理性摆出来。
So when they mention about Bible, they only put the place about reasoning.
其实这种人是应当佩服的。
These are people you must admire them.
但是很难继续佩服他。
But difficult to continuing admiring them.
因为谈信仰，他就把理性摆出来。
When they talk about faith, they talk about reasoning.
人家叫他去赌博的时候
，When people say come and gamble，
他不是为什么要赌博？有什么道理讲给我听？
Ask,
合理不合理
？They never ask why gamble，
没有
reason，
他就
no，
他就乖乖哈哈去赌博去。
They say okay， we go and gamble，
叫他去找女人，他就去了。
And go and womanize， they'll go。
为什么叫他信上帝用理性找女人，不用理性
？Why is that ask them to believe in God? They only talk about reasoning, but not the others。
所以你本身是 inconsistent。
So you yourself is inconsistent.
你不要跟我谈理性，你是不理性的。
Don't talk about talking about rationality because you yourself is irrational.
不但在后现代的时期
，not only in postmodern，
在现代主义的时期里面，人已经是不用理性的方法贯彻始终的这种方法论来处理自己的事。
Even the time of modernism, people will not be consistent using rationality to deal with all problems.
到了二十一世纪
，when it comes to the 21st century，
人还是支离。破碎，那个这种自我抵挡、自我 self-defeating 的 methodology 的生活。
Man is still the fragmented in their life and using this self-defeating methodology to deal with problems.
我不信
，I don't believe.
你不信
，You don't.
为什么
？Why？
因为不合理。
Because not rational.
你是最不合理的。
You are irrational.
因为你把对基督教的对基督教的信用理性来挑战
，because you challenge the Christian faith with reason.
但是你信风水的时候，你不用理性挑战。
But when we believe in this 风水 you never use reason to challenge it.
你信邪术的时候，你不用理性挑战。
When you believe in the evil spirit, you never challenge with reason.
你犯罪的时候，你不用理性挑战。
Because when you sin, you never challenge it also with reason.
其实你是玩弄上帝、玩弄自己的人。
Actually, you are the one who is cheating God in yourself.
所以从这些人性的弱点来看我们的共通原则。
So from this weakness of the man, you want to see our own common principle.
我越久越发现亚伯拉罕是另类的一个人。
Then I find that Abraham again is a different category.
他实实在在足够值得成为真有信心的人父亲。
Truly he is qualified to call the father for all believing.
亚伯拉罕信上帝。
Abraham believed in God.
这就算作他的义。
And God reckoned that as righteous.
奇怪，很多人读圣经都不懂，就骂上帝。
Other people read the Bible cannot understand this. Call God.
哦，当我看到这样的，我感到很奇怪。
When I see this kind of people, I feel very puzzled.
你看呢？人如果读爱因斯坦的书都不懂，就自卑感。
When they read Einstein, they can't understand. They feel very inferior.
哎呀，我不懂。
I don't understand.
我太笨了。
I'm too stupid.
你读人的书都不懂，就自己承认很笨。
You read human book, you can't understand. You feel inferior.
读上帝的书都不懂，你就骂上帝，你神经病。
When you read God's book, you can't understand. You can't understand. It's God.
你认为你合理吗
？You thought you are rational.
我告诉你，比你更有学问的人，对圣经绝对顺服的大有人在。
There are many, many people who are more learned than you, and yet they come before the Lord with humility.
有时候十几岁的人，我把一些圣经拿来问大骂上帝一顿的时候。
And some will only choose a few verses. Young, they want to debate with God.
我把口水吞下去。
And I swallow my saliva.
想想我所认识的多少教授、多少大学的校长都是虔诚的基督徒的。
And when I know that many of the professors that I know, they are all higher Christians.
我想问他们，难道你以为他们都比你笨吗
？You think they are stupid than you?
你呀、啊，去考他们的学校，不一定他收你、啊。
And you go and enroll in their university, they may not take you.
那些大科学家
，when those scientists
有的对圣经尊重到一个地步，不是因为他们比你笨
，the way they honor the Bible, not because they're more stupid than you.
他从前也曾经怀疑过
，in the past they have been skeptical before.
但他最后发现，对神的信不是你所想象那么简单。
But finally they discovered that the faith of God is not simple as what you think it is.
你自己的不信也不像你所想象那么复杂。
And also what the disbelief will not be as complicated as what you think it is.
人是很可怜的。
Man is so pitiful.
所以我们只能父啊赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
We can only but say Father forgive them because they don't know what to do.
亚伯拉罕不是。
Abraham is not so.
亚伯拉罕信上。
Abraham believed in God.
他不跟上帝强辩。
He did not debate, argue with God.
在神面前。
Before the Lord.
承认自己不懂。
He knows that he is ignorant.
在神面前。
Before the Lord.
接受神的话。
And to accept God's word.
因为他相信神就是真理的源头。
Because he knows that God is the source of truth.
那么亚伯拉罕把整个信仰归纳成两件大事情。
And Abraham have also put into two categories the big things.
他要问一个问题。
You want to ask a question.
犹大怎么会变成犹呢？
How come you have and it turned out that you have?
如果有的是永远有的。
If you have eternity that you have,
没有的是永远没有的。
And what that do not have, eternity that you do not have,
现在活着的我，以后我死了变成没有了。
Now I'm living, but when I die, then it disappears.
所以就世界里面有有变成没有，没有变成有的。
So from something to nothingness and nothing to something,
一百年前你在哪里啊？
And 100 years ago, where were you?
你看东看西也不知道在哪里。
You look around, you cannot see yourself.
因为什么叫做在哪里，你也不知道。
Because you don't know where is that where.
那么呢，50年前你在哪里啊？
50 years ago, where were you?
年纪大的我在厦门。
And those who are older say, I was in Amoy.
我在珍宝。
I was in Ipoh.
我在笨珍。
I was in Pontian.
或者我是在青山。
I was in.
现在我搬到这里来。
But now I move here.
那你生以前你有吗？
Before you were born, were you there?
你是一个什么样的油？
And what kind of assistant was that?
你现在这个油是怎样的油？
And do you know what assistant that is?
你死了是个怎样的煤油？
And after you die, what kind of nothing is that?
没有真的是就等于没有吗？
And when you're not assisting, does it mean there's nothingness?
没有在这个世界。
When you're not existing in the world,
会不会我油在另外一个世界？
Can it not be that you are existing inside of the world?
你说我越想越乱，会神经错乱。
So the more I think, the more I'm confused.
好了好了，我就说现在有，现在有。
So I say I'm existing now.
但亚伯拉罕是一个很伟大的。
But Abraham is a great figure.
因为他比所有的哲学家更先想到有跟没有之间的关系。
Because all the more he thinks so profoundly compared to philosophers about existing and non-existing.
如果没有变成有。
If non-existing become existing,
没有的本身怎么会变成有？
And this is nothing, how can it become something?
所以一定有一位把没有变成有的。
There must be someone who has turned this nothingness into existence.
没有变成有的这个有。
And this from nothingness to existing and this existing,
一定不是永恒的有。
It's not an eternal existing,
是突然有。
It is a sudden being,
从前没有。
In the past, it's not non-being.
现在有。
Now it becomes a being.
后来又没有。
And later it becomes a non-being again.
可有可没有。
So what is existing and non-existing?
本来没有，现在有。
Originally it's not existing, now it's existing.
有又变成没有的。
And now it's existing in the future, it's not existing.
这个就不是永恒的有。
So this is not eternal being.
那么没有的本身是没有。
So the non-existing itself is not existing.
Nothingness itself is nothingness.
So nothingness itself is nothingness.